Winstrocky All-Stars, thank you so much for staying up late with us here on Nocturnal Journal. Thank you, Jason McInnes. You're the founder and director. Tell
Thanks
us about that song
us.
And then introduce the band.
Yeah, so that's called, it's a little mashup of a song. It's called The Pig Ankle Strut, also known as The Party Song. And then it's that's a Chemo Chymo, which was one of the songs that Winstrocky recorded. And that is the only song that every single kid that has ever been in the Youngstrocky All-Stars has played that song.
11 years.
11 years, yeah.
And we want to get to that in a minute, but I want to introduce everybody. Tell us who you brought in tonight.
Yeah, so my name's Jason. And hey, get in here on the microphone. Just say your name real
quick. Oh, that's a good idea.
My name's Finnegan. My name's Keely.
Keely, what are you playing?
The violin.
Yeah, why don't you guys say what you got?
Oh, I'm playing the mandolin.
Okay. No, this one over here.
Oh, over there.
Yeah. Everybody use that microphone.
My name's Willa, and I play the violin.
Okay.
My name's Darla, and I play the fiddle.
Okay. They're very obedient.
My name's Olivia, and I play the violin.
Yeah. My name's Helen, and I play the violin.
And I, yeah?
And I'm Greta, and I play the guitar.
I know you from Wrigley Field, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and we have a few more members that couldn't be here tonight that play the Irish whistle and the piano.
Are they from all over the city or particular neighborhoods?
Most of us are from right around the Old Town School, Lincoln Square area, but south. Really all over the place. Evanston. Yeah.
So you came to me and you said... you're retiring. So you're doing a farewell show on February 16th at the Hideout.
Yep.
Corky Siegel's going to be there.
Yeah, Corky Siegel. Over the years, he's become a good friend.
He's too old to be in this group, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't, you know, he's going to do his thing as we want him to.
And
he's the best.
And I don't know, this Hippocampus Longsword?
Yeah, that's them? It's a youth group that it's the family that runs the Chicago Barn Dance Company.
Oh,
they have a youth group that does like English folk dancing.
Well, Molly and I, we're all about questions in here. Why? You guys are too young to retire. So what's happening? Why are you retiring?
You know, this is something I'm on full-time teaching staff at the Old Town School of Folk Music. And this started 11 years ago. It was going to be two songs at one show. And then we got booked for a second gig. And then we got booked again. And 11 years later, it's just been going and going and going. But it's something, it's a volunteer. It's volunteer work for me, and I'm a little tired, and I just needed to kind of take a break and clear my head a little bit while I can.
And so, is there anybody at the school or anybody? I told you on the phone. I've got some free time. Maybe I could be your new band leader.
You know, there's some.
They're not.
It's one of those things. I asked a couple folks, and you know, it's as I'm sure you've been involved in projects like this. Yeah. It's a ton of work for no money.
Yeah.
And it's hard to pass that along to somebody. But that's one of the things. If I was going to keep doing it, it either needed to grow or it needed to get smaller. And either one of those were going to be a lot of work. So
I just think it's sad.
Well,
it's got to continue.
Well,
right?
You know, it's that thing though that happens at the Old Town School. You know, and because it's the same thing that I do. You know. The Old Town School has been around for a long time, and then sometimes you go down in the resource center down there, and you're flipping through the books and see a photo, and you're like, there used to be this thing. Oh, well, I'll just do it then. I didn't know that, and you know, that's how I've learned so much from working with Ella Jenkins, that kind of thing. Who knows, you know. All these people that you see right now are going to go off to college, and maybe they're going to be lawyers, or they're going to be bird
scientists. I mean,
or talk show hosts.
Maybe some of these veterans will want to, you know, come back and mentor the others.
Yeah, well, and
that's
kind of
the way
that
being a kid works.
one of the things that's a real important aspect of the band is that everybody that you see here not only can play this music, but we sit and we host, it's called the Open Jam, you know, where everybody can come in and everybody here can teach can teach beginning lessons. We could teach a beginning fiddle and guitar lessons to
right
you
here.
Right here. Yeah.
How do you kid? I mean, if anybody wants to talk about this, you can share the mic. How do you guys feel about? I got two questions. How do you feel about the band no longer continuing to exist? And the second part of the question is
heavy.
Yeah, and, friends you've made through this. That's a little more. Yeah. So, and say, who is it? What is your name again?
Willa.
Okay.
So it's kind of disappointing that the band's gonna end, but I mean, we've like done so much stuff and like, so, like.
Well, you know, do you know the Who? The Who always say they're quitting, and they come back over and over and over. Yeah, right.
You know, Olivia, this is Olivia. She's been in the band for
Olivia, get close to the mic. Yeah.
Before, she's the younger sister of one of our retired members.
All 11 years?
5 or 6 years?
That's impressive.
Three and a half.
Years. And how old are you, Olivia?
I'm 12.
You're 12? And how do you like this?
I love being in the band. I've made lots of friends, right. And it's just fun playing with each other and just going to gigs and playing.
How often do you practice?
We practice every week.
I was going to say, how often do you practice together as a group?
As a group, we practice every Sunday. Sometimes we take it off for sometimes, but like mainly every Sunday.
Okay. That's great.
Okay, we got to take a break for the news. And then we're going to come back with another song. Great. We'll talk a little bit longer.
Great.
Okay, thanks, you guys. And we'll be back with more Winstrocky All-Stars after David Jennings the News on WGN. There you go. That's the Young Strocky All-Stars. And that's your hit single, Keep on the Sunny Side. So you guys put this out as a 45.
Yeah, we put out a 45 record over the summer to celebrate 10 years.
Oh, this is pretty new then, huh? 2018.
Yep.
And I read in some background, over 100 musicians on this?
Yes.
So who all plays on this?
Well, it's the band and then people from the Old Town School of Folk Music community. In particular, the Jonas Friddle and Anna Jacobson lead the youth string band at the school. But then we just packed the concert hall with everybody that we know.
Wow, it's so great. That. It's so great. Tell the listeners and who Winstrocky was.
He was co-founder. Well...
he was active in children's music, too.
He had a... You know, he was at the beginning of television in Chicago, hanging out with Studs, and they had a show on TV called Studs Place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was... had had been a migrant worker and was an organizer and was in World War II, and had a children's television show called Uncle Wynn's Animal Playtime, and he put out some records.
Oh man, that sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, right.
Was it like Hee Haw? Was there like?
You know, I've never actually seen footage of it. I've just seen pictures, but there's like goats climbing on his shoulder and stuff. And and then he went and started the Old Town School, and that's where we come into the
picture. I got a question. I love the music so much. We got a break a quarter after. Maybe I can ask this question. You can play us out with some Sam Cooke?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are so great. Thank you so much
You're
for
so
coming
You're so talented.
In.
Yeah.
You like the Nocturnal Journal? Are you usually up this late? No. Yes. Neither am I.
We have band practice tomorrow. I hope everybody's awake.
So I think this is a real key thing, Jason, is that your mission is why you make music as opposed to how to make music.
Yeah.
So for you and the band, I mean, why is important? Why? What's the why?
Yeah, well, it's that, you know, a lot of times in music, you know, I went to a music conservatory for 2 weeks, had a nervous breakdown, dropped out, and I didn't play music for 5 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I loved music.
Yeah.
Right.
And once I found a place like the Old Town School where I was just like, oh, I can just play because I enjoy this. And me and my friends can get together and play. I don't care how it goes, quote unquote.
What was it that gave you all the stress at conservatory? Was it about performance?
Well, it was just I was being graded, and it was performance, and then you had to keep up, and there was like people that were better than me.
Music
and it was
history.
Like, yeah. Well, you know, it was just stressful for me. I liked to just play. Once basically 5 years later, I figured out, I was like, oh, no one's grading me. I can just play, and I'll play all day.
So. Okay, we're gonna I want to plug again the farewell show. Just
yeah. Well, so but then you can come hang out with us at the Old Town School. You know, every Saturday at the Armitage Building, I host a thing called the Saturday Open Jam, and a bunch of these folks are there regularly. You bring your instruments, or we have extra instruments, and come hang with us every Saturday.
Just mostly this age group, or
it's like younger, older people that have been playing for 20 years, or people that have never played.
Anyway, the farewell show is February 16th at the Hideout, and with Corky Siegel and Hippocampus Longsword.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to... Just before Tom gives me the cut break, can you just play a little... I mean, I'd really appreciate you guys coming in with all the music, so thank you very, very much.
Tune.
Here's Sam Cooke.
One, two, three, four, one. So many.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with more after this on Nocturnal Journey.